The chairman of the legislature's Interim Water Topics Overview Committee says he has a major concern over the state versus local funding split for the planning costs of the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. That project would bring Missouri River water to the Red River Valley in times of drought. Project's backers say the planning costs would be 90% covered by state dollars, with the remaining 10% from local sources, in this case, the Lake Agassiz Water Board. Huff Republican Representative Jim Schmidt says the 90-10 split was basically a gentleman's agreement and is not in state law or state water commission policy. He says the split should be more local, less state.
If you take a look at preliminary engineering costs for rural water systems or water supply systems, those engineering costs are 35% state funds, 65% local. So why is there the difference?
Schmidt says the final project cost split for the $1.3 billion project has not yet been worked out.
I think that the communities that benefit by it understand that they're going to pay a fair share of what that is.
Schmidt says his committee will continue working on those issues. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.